Today is 21st of October. It's already cold in Ukraine. In the mornings, there is a frost on the ground. During the day, you have to walk in a warm jacket and a hat. My winter sleeping bag was left at home. Now I only have a summer one. And I have to sleep in it in the uniform so as not to freeze. I am now in the east, in the Donetsk region. Once this area was called the Great Steppe. The Scythians, Sarmatians, and other ancient peoples who have long since disappeared in the darkness of time were in charge here. The steppe is hot in the summer and cold in all other seasons. The wind here walks freely and penetrates to the bone. I was pretty well prepared for the onset of autumn. I bought warm boots and a jacket from one of the European armies. It's all thanks to you and the help you sent me. Thank you. Where we are now, in one of the villages where the Russians tried to break through back in 2014, everything is equipped for a tolerable life. There are even electric heaters, but electricity is not always available for them. The Russians are purposefully hitting energy facilities. They are trying to leave Ukrainians without light and heat, and not only here, next to the front, but throughout the rest of the country too. The cities of Ukraine are subjected to daily attacks by missiles and drones. The Russians dream of freezing us to death, lovely neighbors, right? I'm scared now, scared for my daughter and my loved ones who are now in Kyiv and other cities. They are in more danger than now I am. I'm in the army, I have a helmet, a bulletproof vest, a reinforced dugout in which I sleep, I have weapons and ammunition, there are thousands of armed people around me. The Ukrainian army is the safest place in the world. The Russians boasted that their army is the second strongest in the world after the American one. But our armed forces are clearly too tough for them. The Russians are losing to us on the battlefield. That's why the Russians terrorize civilians. Life at war is a very difficult psychological test. I could not help joining the army because I would have cursed myself for being cowardly and indecisive. And now I'm in the army, I kick myself for being safer here than my daughter, who is hundreds of miles from the front. A foreign acquaintance of mine started giving mental health advices a few days ago. The main one is to move away from the front for a while to stay out of a danger zone. And such advice betrays a complete misunderstanding of what is happening with us. I have said it 1,000 times and I will say it again. We are fighting terrorists. We do not have any rules. We do not have elementary ideas about honor and decency. They kill everyone they reach. This is not an army. This is a gang, a crowd of criminals who received an order to fight against women and children and fulfill this order with pleasure. Wherefore, in Ukraine, it is impossible to be outside the danger zone.